Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, dogs. How to get rid of that dog smell in your house. And why do dogs kick their legs when you scratch their tummies? Why don't we start with that? From AnimalWise.com, Josie F. Turner writes about why do dogs kick their back legs when you scratch them. She says our responsibility when adopting a dog is feeding, watering, and caring for their basic needs. Our joy when living with a dog is getting to give them all the love they deserve. This means pampering when we can, giving them plenty of caresses, and petting them like crazy. Fortunately for most dogs, this is something they will want almost as much as you do. Sometimes, when in a state of petting-induced reverie, we can see our dog moving their back legs involuntarily as if kicking an imaginary ball or playing air guitar. But what does this mean? Why do dogs kick their back legs when you scratch them? AnimalWise helps to explain that this back leg movement, what this back leg movement might mean. In doing so, we are going to learn a little bit about the dog scratch reflex. This will not only help us know why dogs kick their back legs when you pet them, but also anything else they may want to communicate. The common behavior of a dog kicking their legs when being scratched is known as the scratch reflex. It most often occurs when a dog is being scratched behind the ears or especially on their belly. It's an involuntary reaction, meaning your dog isn't actively choosing to do it. They are often not aware that they're kicking at the air while they are being scratched, giving the impression that the dog is in ecstasy. But is this the case? In reality, the involuntary action is a signal sent by the brain to the leg when they are stimulated in vulnerable regions. In nature, animals can easily come in contact with parasites, insects, small debris such as twigs, leaves, thorns, etc., and dirt. These can stick to the fur or skin and generate discomfort, often in the form of a tingling sensation. By detecting the presence of a foreign body in these sensitive regions, nerve endings under the dog's skin send a message to their brain. This immediately activates the scratch reflex. In doing so, the dog can automatically try to remove foreign bodies, dirt, and parasites, which can cause them harm. Illnesses, allergies, and injuries can therefore be prevented. For this reason, when we pet or scratch our dogs in sensitive areas, the dog looks like they are kicking the air. The high concentration of nerve endings in these areas means the scratch reflex is more likely to be activated here than on other parts of the body. Scientifically, the action is activated by spinal neurons. These are nerve cells which send the signals up the spine to the brain. This is why the scratch reflex appears to only occur in vertebrate animals. The scratch reflex also occurs during rest. This is why you can sometimes see a dog kicking their back legs while they are asleep, giving the impression they are dreaming of running. The complete action of the scratch reflex is relatively unknown. While we know that motor neurons are involved, one study found that there was no simple correlation between resting receptive field properties and the activity of neurons during the scratch response. This means that although we know neurons are causing the scratching, we are not exactly sure how. Is the dog kicking their back legs because of an itch? It is important not to confuse the involuntary scratch reflex in dogs with actual scratching. Actual scratching is an active response of the dog to combat an itch or irritation of the skin. When we are scratching or petting a dog, they may activate the scratch reflex, and it will usually end when we stop petting. If we are not doing this, but we see the dog scratching, it may be because of an itch. Scratching due to an itch is usually done with much frequency and is often more intense than the involuntary scratch reflex. Additionally, we can often observe the dog shows annoyance irritation, or signs of stress when affected by an itch. They will still enjoy receiving petting and scratches from their family, but this may also be partly due to relief or distraction from the itch. If you notice your dog or puppy does not stop scratching, we recommend checking their body for parasites, wounds, injuries, or agitated skin. Conditions such as atopic dermatitis or ringworm might be causing the problem, and these will need to be treated. This is why you should take your dog to the veterinarian if abnormal scratching persists. Should I stop scratching my dog during the scratch reflex? The answer to this question is dependent on the individual dog. Some dogs do not enjoy being scratched in certain parts of the body. It can cause a sensation due to their nerve endings, which they find unpleasant. It is almost a question of whether or not the dog is ticklish. As with humans, some dogs will get upset when this occurs. Others will find it enjoyable. To know whether you should keep petting your dog, you will need to be aware of their ability, of their body language. To do this, you should observe their facial expressions, posture, and reactions whenever you pet them in these areas. You should read up on the postures and meanings of a dog's body language and calming signals. You should also be aware of their general behavior on a day-to-day basis. It will not only help you know their state of mind, but improve the bond between you. If you observe the dog being relaxed and enjoying your pampering, you can continue to share this enjoyable moment with your friend. If you see them becoming agitated, growling, or even showing aggression, these are clear signs they do not want to be petted there. A dog which is generally suffering from stress or is considered a nervous animal may be less likely to enjoy this type of petting. However, every dog is an individual, and it is up to you to know what your pet does or doesn't like. Where to scratch a dog to relax it? Just as with us, dogs love certain physical contact with their loved ones and enjoy moments of peace and relaxation. Although they may require a lot of time for physical exercise and play, they are also fans of good naps, and sleep is essential for their well-being. Before knowing where to pet your dog to relax them, you should know that they generally do not like to be tickled, squeezed, clapped hard, or manhandled. To provide a moment of calm, they want slow movement petting and gentle strokes. The strokes can be a little harder if you are giving them a scratch or they personally tolerate it, but be aware they may not enjoy it as much as you think. It is ideal to use both the tips of your fingers as well as the palm of your hand and to avoid going against their fur. Generally, dogs like to be petted at the back of the ears, the base of their neck, the chest, along the spine, and the shoulders. Get to know where your individual dog likes to be petted. Gauge their response, and it will be the best way to have them coming back for more. Does the scratch reflex indicate any other problems? While the canine scratch reflex is normal in healthy dogs, there are some rare times when it might be a sign of something else. Dogs such as the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel are predisposed to health conditions such as syringomyelia. This is when a cyst or cavity forms on the spinal cord, which affects the communication of neurons to the brain. A study from 2017 suggests that phantom scratching at something which isn't there, might be caused by damage in this region, which might influence the lumbosacral scratching central pattern generator, i.e. the neurological control of kicking movements. Other neurological conditions might cause twitching or involuntary movement of the limbs. Understanding what causes such movement is something which will need to be determined by a veterinary health professional. Also, trapped nerves, muscle strain, or psychological anxiety might be the cause of kicking their legs involuntarily. These possibilities are one of the many reasons it is so important to have regular veterinary checkups for your dog. Well, Here's a question for you. Does your house smell like a dog? Josie Turner at Animal Wise will tell us how to get rid of the dog smell in the house. She says habituation is the process of getting so used to a smell that we stop being able to register it as strongly as before. We stop registering it because we need to keep our olfactory sense alert to new smells, which may pose a problem. When we share our home with a pet, it is not uncommon for us to get so used to the bad smell that we don't even notice it anymore. It may only be when a guest comes over that we become aware of it again. In other homes, pet odors come and go, depending on the hygiene of the dog. Even those of us who try to maintain a rigorous hygiene routine for our dog can find our canine starts to get a little funky, especially after they get wet. Fortunately, Animal Wise has these effective tips for how to get rid of dog smell in the house. You can do this effectively by adapting your house and finding better ways to cater to your dog's hygiene needs. Is it normal for a dog to smell bad? Is it? Before we explain how to get rid of dog smell in the home, we should consider a little background information on bad odor in dogs. All dogs will give off a certain smell, which is related to various factors. These include their bathroom habits, their length and quality of coat, their general health and well-being, and the types of activity they engage in. There are various pathologies which can cause a dog to smell bad, including skin conditions. Whether due to a lack of hygiene or parasitical infection, a dog may start to smell because their skin is in poor condition. Bacterial infections around the ear are particularly bad for their odoriferousness. I don't know if that's a real word. A bad smell might be one of the first symptoms we notice if they have a skin condition, so it is important we take them to the vet if we notice they start to smell bad suddenly. Also to consider anal sac problems. Dogs greet each other by pushing their nose against the anal glands next to their rectum. This produces a scent unique to every individual canine. However, if the dog produces too much scent, the glands become impacted or even infected, and they might start to smell very bad. External sources. When your dog goes into the outside environment, they want to interact with everything. Sometimes this means rolling around in something they shouldn't, whether it is feces, rotten food, or any products which might cause a bad smell. If it gets on the dog's coat, they will bring it everywhere with them. This includes in the home. Also, if a dog is attacked by a spraying animal such as a skunk, they may be covered in overt foul-smelling odor. Another consideration, incontinence. If there is a strong dog pee smell in the house, then we need to work out why the dog is not urinating outside as they should be. Perhaps they are a young dog with a need for better training. It may be an old dog, which is losing bladder control. Similarly, a medical problem may be what's causing the urine smell in the house. Taking the dog to the veterinarian will help you to get an accurate diagnosis. Bad breath in dogs. Dog food doesn't always smell as pleasant to us as it does to our canines. However, there is a difference between dog food breath and bad breath. The latter may be caused by polycystic kidney disease or other chronic problems which may not show other symptoms. Gastrointestinal issues, problems with diet, allergies, food intolerance, parasites, or many other issues may affect the gastrointestinal system. In these cases, the result might be diarrhea, constipation, flatulence, or other smelly issues. Fat. Obesity in dogs is problematic in many ways. It can lead to various health problems and put a strain on their vital organs. However, fat also leads to bad smells in dogs. A dog's skin produces natural oils from their pores, which can get especially blocked in overweight dogs. This leads to bacteria to grow and foster foul odors. If your dog has been outside in the rain or has an obvious reason for smelling bad, you can change their hygiene routine and follow our tips to get rid of bad dog smell from your house. However, if you think a dog's bad smell is coming from an underlying health problem, take them to the vet for an accurate diagnosis. Tips to avoid dog smell in the house. Whether you have a permanent wet dog smell in the home or simply have an unexpected odor, you'll want to know how to get rid of it, as smells can permeate your home, especially your furnishings. Prevention is also very important. Here we show you some of the best tips to avoid your house smelling of dog. First, the dog's hygiene routine. Unlike cats, which preen themselves constantly, dogs require more active care on the part of their guardians. They will also have different needs depending on their coat length, something which is usually determined by breed. In general, all dogs should be brushed between 2 and 5 times a week. However, there are some breeds which will need daily brushing to maintain hygiene, keep their coat looking good, and avoid knots. The dog's activity level will also have a bearing on how often they are groomed. During the shedding season, the dog will need grooming more regularly as they will be leaving dead hair everywhere. This may not necessarily contribute to a bad smell, but it will not be good for your home anyway. Brushing during the summer months will also help to better regulate their temperature and in turn avoid smelling bad. Regular brushing also provides the opportunity to inspect their coat for parasites, wounds, and general condition. We should also point out that bathing is important for your dog. This should be done every 1 to 3 months, but it will be mitigated by your dog's activity. However, it is important not to bathe your dog too often, as it can upset the natural balance of oils on their skin, which provide protection. An effective home remedy to control your dog's smell and promote a healthy coat is a mix of baking soda and apple cider vinegar. The apple cider vinegar can be used as a conditioner after you have bathed them with a suitable dog shampoo. The baking soda can be used during brushing. It acts a little like a dry shampoo, but also absorbs smells. Second is fresheners and purifiers. When it comes to eliminating bad pet odor, there are certain products which can prove useful. Air fresheners and purifiers are designed to keep smells at bay, but not all are as effective as others. Another thing to take into consideration is the problem with spraying chemicals in your home. Some of them may agitate the occupants, whether they are human or canine. Choose natural odor eliminators which don't use abrasive chemicals. A very effective remedy you can use to get rid of dog smell in your home is an odor absorber. A clever trick you can use, once again, involves baking soda. Sprinkle it over some of the areas your dog resides and leave it overnight. The next day, vacuum the area and the baking soda will have helped to absorb some of the smell. Apply an air freshener to finish. Your dog should not be allowed to eat any of the baking soda, as it can lead to gastrointestinal problems. Keep them somewhere else, safe, until you have cleaned up the mess. And 3, household cleaning. Likewise, it is also necessary to pay attention to the cleanliness of the areas in your home where the dog spends most of their time. It is imperative that you keep their bed, blankets, and feeding areas clean. Ensure their toys and accessories are also cleaned regularly, as bacteria can thrive on anything they drool over regularly. If your dog is used to climbing on the sofa or bed, ensure you clean them often. You can also use blankets on the bed and couch protectors to stop the smell getting into the fabric. Apple cider vinegar can also be used here to keep fabrics and surfaces fresh. Just add a little to your wash bucket and clean as usual. We also suggest you use enzymatic products for cleaning in the home. These are not only particularly effective in removing urine smells and other odors, but they cause less harm. Products like bleach and ammonia can result in agitating the animal systems as well as being bad for your interiors. And number four, ventilation. While this might seem like an obvious one, it is something many people too often forget about. Keeping your home ventilated allows the air to be refreshed and prevents stale smells from permeating your home. Even in cooler weather, it is best to aerate the home at least two or three times a day, especially if you share your home with an animal. We can use our walking routine to have the windows open a little while the dog is not present in the home. You should pay particular attention to the areas your dog spends most time in. And perfume for dogs. Dog perfumes and deodorants have grown in popularity recently. They tend to be particularly good for older dogs with longer coats. You can't, however, simply spray your pet with some Chanel No. 5 and expect them to smell delightful. First, there are specific requirements dogs need in terms of eliminating odors. And secondly, many perfumes designed for humans can cause allergic reactions or other harm in dogs. They can affect their mucous membranes, irritate the eyes, and affect their skin. This can lead to a worse smell than before. You can purchase cologne and perfume designed for dogs in pet shops and at veterinary practices. However, an effective and safe alternative is to make your own homemade perfume for dogs. You can find the instructions for that on the AnimalWised website at animalwised.com. And next, now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That, from Melvin Pena at Dogster. My cat dog ate ibuprofen. Now what? Can dogs take ibuprofen, and what should you do if your dog ate it? Here's what to know about ibuprofen and dogs. Can dogs take ibuprofen? Let's not bury the lead here, folks. There are no circumstances under which it's a good idea to give human medications to your dog. The only exception is if you have explicit instructions, including appropriate dosages from a veterinarian who has examined the dog and taken into consideration the dog's weight, age, and condition. Where painkillers like ibuprofen are concerned, there is a razor-thin margin between what may give them pain relief and what will cause worse, unrelated health issues. But if your dog ate ibuprofen, then what? Ibuprofen toxicity in dogs is a big problem, one exacerbated by the mundane, everyday nature of the medication. Over-the-counter pain relievers, whether the active ingredient is ibuprofen, acetaminophen, naproxen, or otherwise, are incredibly common. For my own part, I keep bottles of Aleve in strategic locations throughout the house so that I never have to look long when the need arises. It is just this ubiquity and convenience that poses the greatest threat to our dogs. Dogs and ibuprofen and other human pain relievers do not mix. Inquiries about dogs and human pain reliever medications tend to fall into two major categories: panic and well-intentioned curiosity. The panic: help, my dog ate ibuprofen, or whatever your favorite brand may be. Curiosity: can I give my dog ibuprofen for the pain? According to the ASPCA, most calls about dogs and ibuprofen to their Animal Poison Control Center hotline were the result of panic. While there are naturally dog owners who extend their own comfort level with OTC pain relievers to their dogs, for the most part, reported cases of acute ibuprofen toxicity are the result of canine curiosity and indiscriminate appetite of the dog. Because people like myself leave bottles of aspirin or other pain medications lying around the house, on the kitchen counter, next to the sink, or any number of other convenient places, they are perfectly situated to draw the attention of a dog. Whether they're in single-use blister packs or bottles containing 200 or more pills, tablets, or liquid gels, even the most child-proofed packaging isn't much security against a dog's jaws and teeth. Symptoms of NSAID toxicity in dogs. We're focused on dogs and ibuprofen since that appears to be the biggest reported culprit, but no non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug or NSAID is safe for dogs to take. Depending on an individual dog's tolerance, 1 200-milligram tablet can be sufficient to cause symptoms of ibuprofen toxicity in dogs. If a dog gains access to a bottle, the chances of eating just one are remote and the potential damage far more severe. Ibuprofen and naproxen, the two active ingredients in the popular pain relievers Advil and Aleve, respectively cause similar symptoms. In medical parlance, canine reactions to painkillers classified as acute disorders because of their sudden onset and immediate severity. If your dog ate ibuprofen, signs of toxicity within an hour include blood in vomit or blood in stool, diarrhea, nausea, urinary incontinence or loss of bladder control. The more pills a dog ingests, the more dramatic the symptoms as time passes and the medication makes its way through the bloodstream. Severe symptoms of ibuprofen or naproxen toxicity are disorientation, loss of motor coordination, stomach damage, ulcers, and perforations in the stomach wall, and kidney damage. You'll see that these symptoms involve a certain set of internal systems, notably the digestive system and the central nervous system. Should a dog ingest enough pills, and should it take too long for the dog to receive medical attention and emergency treatment, the results of the symptoms enumerated above can reach their logical conclusions: kidney failure, coma, even death. If your dog ate ibuprofen, here's what happens. Dog metabolism is both different and faster than that of humans. NSAIDs are fast-acting pain relief medications. Combine that with a much narrower margin of safety for dogs than humans, and the consequences make more sense. Once in the stomach, NSAIDs reduce the production of COX enzymes. These enzymes are responsible for natural inflammation control. Anti-inflammatories inhibit the ability of the dog's body to regulate itself. More importantly, COX enzymes help to produce and maintain the mucosal barrier. This is the lining that protects the stomach. The more pain pills a dog swallows, the faster that lining degenerates. If you find that your dog has ingested ibuprofen, you should call your veterinarian or the ASPCA's Poison Control Center hotline at 888-426-4435. And FYI, there is a $65 consultation fee that would be applied to your credit card. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.